See if I can get everything turned on up here. Am I on? Yay! I did something. It's my grandboys. Thank you. Welcome to Legacy. Mike and Lori have had a busy week. So I volunteered. So be ready. Whatever comes up, hope it's anointed because it's coming out. If you turn with me in your Bibles, we're going to 2 Corinthians 5:17. And this is a passage that, you know, most of us have heard numerous different times. We've read it, said it, heard it preached. And it's probably not going to be a whole lot different today from some of the messages that you've heard in the past. The only difference is the illustration might be a little different. Lynn and I were talking, I guess it was either yesterday or the other day, and I come to the conclusion that my sermon was actually in my backyard when it talks about restoration. And I have really taken this interest in cast iron. Now, if you talk to my wife, she says I have become infatuated with it. And I have relatives in my family that think I have absolutely become a nut. I've got over 200 pieces of all shapes and sizes. Kind of reminds me of us in all shapes and sizes. And you know, I shouldn't bet in church, that's a bad thing to say. I'm guessing that there's more than one of you in this room that's probably got some cast iron stuff somewhere in a cabinet, under a counter, on top of a stove, because it's so good to cook with. I know Sam does. Me and him talk about it about every Sunday. You know, cast iron is a real durable material to a certain extent. I mean, you know, you get around kind of the flanges on a skillet and this, that, and the other, and it can break pretty easy, especially in high temperatures and stuff like that. But because it is so durable, cast iron will last for generations. And I'm sure that there's probably some of you that have collected cast iron either from your mom, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, or an aunt or somebody like that. And it's just because as long as that cast iron is taken care of, it'll last you. You know, but sometimes in that inheritance, when we get that piece of cast iron, you might look at that thing and go, that's the most rusted, cruddy, greasy, covered in dirt thing I have ever seen in my life. And you look at it and you think, you know what? I'm not so sure this thing's worth anything. I don't have any idea how to clean it. I don't have any idea of the time it'll take to clean it. And so you take it and you just set it aside. You know, I used to be like that up until about 7-8 months ago. But after working with cast iron and taking the time to learn how to clean it and season it, when I look at a piece of cruddy cast iron, I look at it a little bit different. I don't see it as, you know, a useless piece of junk. I see something that if it's given its proper attention, it can be restored. It can be brought back to its original purpose. cooking. And I want to tell you, that's exactly how God looks at us. When I find an old cast iron, I don't trash it like I might have used to. I begin the process of restoration. I start to remove the dirt, the rust, all the old gunky buildup. And I'll tell you, I have come across some pieces that I don't care how much vinegar, how much lye, how much electrolysis you use to clean that thing, it's still going to take some good old-fashioned elbow grease. You got to scrub that skillet. Well, the same thing happens when we come to Christ. We come carrying all this junk, our old life, like that old skillet with the dirt, the rust, the grease. We come with sin, bitterness, anger, pride, guilt. Sometimes we come with a little regret. But you know, God doesn't look at us and says, you know what? Nah, I don't think I can do much for you. And he doesn't set us aside. No, he looks at us. In the first words, out of his mouth, is, I love you. He says, come to me. Let me get you cleaned up. The first part of the verse says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. You know, it doesn't say if any man cleans his life up first, then maybe I'll become a new creation. Jesus doesn't wait on us to clean ourselves before we come. He saves us right where we're at. Don't matter how rusty, don't matter how dirty, don't matter how greasy, don't matter how much sin, bitterness, anger, guilt, pride, whatever you've got. He takes you right where you're at. When I'm restoring cast iron, it's important, you know, to get it as clean as possible. But cleaning isn't the final step. I can scrub that piece of skillet till it looks like new money. But I didn't do one thing to that skillet. I didn't change it. A skillet is still a skillet. All I did was clean it up. And this is where the difference between a piece of cast iron and you and I come in. And I want you to understand something. There is a big difference between being cleaned up and being changed. You can clean up your behavior. You can stop doing certain things. You can look good on the outside. But it's not about becoming a better version of yourself. It's about becoming a new creation in Christ. He doesn't want us just clean on the outside. There's something else. He wants to change our heart. He doesn't tell us to try harder. He says, come to me. Believe in me. Trust in me. And once cast iron is clean, it has to be seasoned just like we do. Seasoning creates a protective layer that keeps it from rusting. It gives it kind of back its purpose, the usefulness of it, being able to cook with it. But seasoning isn't just a one-time deal. As you keep using the skillet and you care for that skillet, you keep adding layers of seasoning And that's how it works with our walk with Christ. We're saved in a moment. But he continues to work in us our entire lives. He just keeps working on us. And he does it by teaching us, correcting us, strengthening us, developing our character. With everything he does, he just keeps adding another layer. Every trial, it's another layer. Every time you're obedient, when it doesn't feel comfortable to you, it's another layer. And every time you forgive someone when you'd really rather beat their head in, it's another layer. God is building something in us. So now that the cast iron is cleaned and it is seasoned, you got to take care of it. You can't let cast iron stay wet, especially for long periods of time, because if you do, the rust comes back. If you neglect it, it starts to deteriorate. Well, the same can be said about our spirituality. If we neglect our relationship with Christ, we deteriorate. You know, I can't stand here and tell you that I was saved a long time ago and feel comfortable in that statement as a statement. Just because I was saved a long time ago, I still need God's word. I still need prayer. I still need my church. And while I may think I can handle my life on my own, if I stop doing those very things, just like rust in a neglected skillet, my old life, your old life, will come creeping back in. That's why we need prayer. That's why we need God's word. That's why we need the fellowship of other believers. We need worship. We need to stay close to Jesus. And after cast iron is restored, you don't just put it on a shelf to look pretty. It's the same way with us. When we're saved, we just don't sit on the sidelines. That's not what we're supposed to do. He restores us for a purpose. You know, earlier I talked about the anger and the bitterness. Once we're restored, that angerness, hope I said that right, that person starts showing love. That person that's bitter can now forgive. That person that was lost can now point someone else towards Jesus. If you ever thought you were worthless, you can discover your purpose God has set aside for your life. I want you to remember something. Your scars, they don't disqualify you. That's your testimony. It's your testimony of where God brought you from. Your past doesn't define you. God can take all that you call a broken life and make it useful again. Paul said, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, that doesn't mean that you forget your past. It means that your past no longer has a hold on your future. Your old life doesn't control you anymore. As the old saying goes, you're not what you used to be. You're not defined by your worst mistakes or your past failures. You are in Christ. You are a new creation. The same God that can restore a crusty piece of cast iron can take a broken life and make it useful for His kingdom again. You know, maybe today you feel like that old piece of cast iron. Life has left you rusty, crusty, greasy, dirty. Maybe you're carrying things from your past and it's time to let them go. Maybe you've made mistakes. I have and still do at times. Maybe you've walked away from God. Or maybe you weren't sure He's even real. Maybe you feel like you've been neglected and forgotten. And I want you to hear this. This is what God's saying to you this morning. Right now, He is telling you He has not thrown you away. He still values you. He still has a purpose for you. He's able to restore you. When He comes into your life, He doesn't just put a fresh coat of paint on an old body. He makes you a new creation. The rust comes off. The old things pass away. And God begins to build something new. You know, God can use every season of your life. It doesn't matter. He uses your life to develop you into the person He's called you to be. So stay close to Him. Stay in His Word. Pray. Keep letting Him work on you. Make yourself available to Him, please. Open yourself up to Him, please. Let Him work on you, please. I'm going to leave you with this last little tidbit right here. You are cleaned by His grace. You are seasoned by your trials. But you are strengthened by His Word. And you are made useful for His kingdom. Let us pray. Dear Father God, Lord, I thank You. You know, Lord, at one time I was just an old piece of cast iron. And I'm sure that there may be folks here today that may still feel like they're just an old piece of cast iron. But Lord, I pray that you'll just reach down, touch them, and let them know, Lord, you do love them. You care for them. You want a relationship with them. Lord, that you can knock off all the rust, the dirt, the grease, the grime. And Lord, if there's one here today that needs you, Lord, I pray that you'll just help them, Lord, take that first step. Lord, again, I thank you for the opportunity you've given me to share your word. Lord, I pray that it was pleasing and glorifying to you. God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. And in this marvelous name of Jesus that I pray, amen.